Happy Sunday morning, folks. This is Commissioner Boucher for the Sunday morning County Commissioner Update. I'd like to start off by talking about what's dominated some of the local headlines recently. They have shown that fatal overdoses are decreasing in Carroll County for the opioid epidemic by approximately 39% when factored in over the first three quarters of last year compared to the first three quarters of 2018, which means there have been 22 fewer deaths from the same time period. This is very positive news. It will take time to determine the ultimate results for the full year once we get through analyzing the data, but this is very good news as so many of us have been affected by the opioid epidemic and are praying for recovery for those people who are also suffering. As most of you know, I lost my youngest daughter to the opioid epidemic in 2017 and feel the direct impact and pain of this. And I share that pain with so many of my constituents out there, and please know that I'm there supporting you as a public official and advocating for the fighting of this plague so that it reduces the suffering of many others. It takes a big team here in the county of local officials who are fighting to address this epidemic and turn the tide on. I'd like to give special thanks to the following individuals. Ed Singer and Linda Arbach with the Health Department of the State here in Carroll County do a tremendous job. And we also deserve some respect for Sheriff DeWeese and State Attorney Brian DeLeonardo, who have taken a very progressive stance on how to address this. And not only with the incarceration of individuals suffering, but more importantly, the treatment of these individuals so that when they recover and get out of incarceration, there will no longer be a burden to themselves, their family, and society, that they will provide a contribution to our community, that there is life after addiction and there's hope for you, and we all pray for your recovery out there if you're suffering. Special recognition needs to be given to the administrative judge, Fred Hecker, as well, for his tremendous wisdom and compassion presiding over the drug court program, which is directly saving lives and rebuilding hope in our community. A big shout out there to someone who's an unsung hero, and that is Sheriff DeWeese, who does a tremendous job. I know that the position of sheriff is one that is not always shown with the utmost appreciation because they're on the front line, but they do a tremendous job. And I want people in our community to realize that their law enforcement and judicial officers are not the enemy, that they're allies, and they're out there trying to help and save lives. So please give your respect to those individuals. Additional good news in our headlines is the public school system has reached a salary agreement with CASE, an organization who represents the following public education employees: nurses, clericals, institutional assistants, and special education assistants. This is a positive for both the county and its employees. Thank you to Dr. Lockhart and his staff and all the individuals represented by CASE. To come to this agreement is a tremendous advancement. With an ever-increasing amount of special needs straining our education system, this will help address the opioid epidemic's impact upon our children, whose lives are negatively affected via parent overdosing and/or incarceration. I feel personally that our children are the most vulnerable victims of the epidemic, and it is incumbent upon us to address this with special counselors and therapists or psychiatrists at schools. You know, to think about a child whose parent has overdosed or has been arrested over narcotics, to have to get up in the morning and go into school and still process their educational requirements while dealing with the psychological impact of what their parent is going through is a tremendous strain. And we as an educational system for the county are on the front line seeing these children firsthand before anyone else. And it's incumbent upon us once again to help address their needs. So I'd like to thank everyone in the school system for coming to that contractual agreement with the salary of those employees. One of the other things here we have is our Carroll Connect services. If you're interested in what goes on with the county in full transparency, I advise you to go onto our website. Carroll Connect is powered by GovDelivery, which is a free digital email service improving the lines of communication between county government and its citizens, you. Subscribe your email, choose a topic or topics, and get informed. Carroll Connect is confidential and customizable. With Carroll Connect, you can receive information regarding the commissioners in your district, such as myself, sign up for recreation and parks programs, or stay informed with press releases and notifications. A subscriber can add additional topics of interest to their choices. Topics will be added as a new communication initiative as they arise. Example of topics are news releases, roads operations, which are pretty critical with the winter time with roads conditions and the snow, and Carroll County comprehensive rezoning, which is a hot button issue for a lot of people. You can go research that, just to name a few. So get informed about your county government. Sign up today at carrollcountymaryland.gov and look for your ability to subscribe and click on the link. Please utilize that service. It's a tremendous help to us in the county to keep people informed of our services. Also have numerous other things here to read off to you to keep you informed as your representative. New Windsor, which is in my district, a wonderful town of New Windsor, unveils their new town hall and council meeting location. It is at 209 High Street and now includes new features such as television mounted on the wall behind where the council members sit, which in the future will display budgets, agendas, and more. I like to quote my friend, the mayor, Neil Roop. Everything that I see on my agenda, people will be able to see reports, people will be able to read and see, so they're not just sitting there listening. He says, I think it will make more sense that they see something, especially the budget. And that all goes back to transparency. So big kudos out there for New Windsor Council and Mayor Neil Roop for the service they're providing. Also have Carroll County Schools looking at bus safety upgrades. This is really important for public safety for children on buses. Carroll County Public Schools is looking at live GPS tracking of buses and better communication technology of drivers in hopes to improve emergency readiness. Working with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, buses could also potentially see the addition of stop arm cameras to catch drivers who illegally blow past buses at stop signs. This is a very, very important thing for the safety of our children. I've had calls from constituents before about this, and hopefully this will help address that and reduce any potential tragedies that we would have with our students in the bus system. So a big shout out to those individuals with the Sheriff's Department and school system for addressing this and keeping the safety of our children on the school buses at the top of their priority. So thank you everyone who was involved. Now on to Maryland Ag Land Preservation. Applications are due by April 3rd for this. Carroll County Agricultural Land Preservation Program is accepting applications for the Maryland Agricultural Land Preservation Foundation. MALF as we refer to it, it's a mouthful. From now through April 3rd, 2020. Owners of farmland of any size having development potential and adjacent to lands already preserved may call the Carroll County program to see if their land might qualify for preservation. Owners of farmland not adjacent to preserved farmland but meet certain criteria may also apply. Farms must be at least 50 acres, have development potential, and meet soil requirements. The state program will help Carroll reach its long-established goal of preserving 1,000 acres. Nearly 73,500 acres have already permanently been preserved in this county. That's a major, major accomplishment. The county's farmland preservation effort ranks second among locally operated ag preservation programs in the entire United States. Think about that. Second place out of the entire United States. And is a top program here in the state of Maryland. So we as Carroll County citizens are extremely proud of this. And doing so will preserve our culture of our county, separating us from the other counties in central Maryland. So great job, everyone involved. And a big shout out to all our farmers. Agriculture is the number one industry, and farmland preservation is key to investment in family farms and all agriculture-related business. So we're keeping our ag industry strong in Carroll County and maintaining our culture for many futures ahead of us. We also have the State of the County Address coming up Tuesday, January 14th at 7:30 a.m. until 9:30 a.m. at the Carroll Arts Center. That's 91 West Main Street in Westminster. Myself and my other four colleagues will each have certain topics we'll address. I'm planning on trying to address as much as I can the educational system we have, having toured all the schools within my district and also schools that sit outside my district but serve a large number of my constituents. So if you really want a chance to understand where we are as commissioners and what we're doing in our leadership capacities, please go out to the State of County Address, January 14th, 7:30 to 9:30 at the Carroll Arts Center. I'd love to see you there. Say hi to me, shake my hand. All of us commissioners are very accessible and personal to our constituents, and we'd love to see you there and hear from you. Carroll County government offers tree recycling as well. This is very applicable to this time of year since the holidays are over and we have all these Christmas trees. The previous podcast I did talked about all the Christmas trees that are grown and sold here in the county, since Carroll County is a leading manufacturer of Christmas trees. Well, now, what do we do with all those trees? Consider giving your tree a second life as compost. So this is environmentally correct for us. Mulch or chips to be used later in a garden or in a landscape project. Trees ground into mulch provide good ground cover that reduces soil erosion, which is extremely important as well, deters weed growth, and conserves water in landscaping. So this is a very positive thing to get your tree out there. The locations we have for the tree recycling are the Northern Landfill and Recycling Center, which is 1400 Baltimore Boulevard, Route 140, for those of you who aren't familiar with the road, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and also on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or in the southern end of the county where I live, most of my constituents would probably need to utilize, is the Hoods Mill Landfill at 7901 K-Bick Court, Woodbine. Good old Woodbine, favorite place for me since I live there. The first and third Saturdays of the month at that location from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Or you can call at 410-386-4550, depending on weather conditions. It might not be operating, so you might want to make the phone call and double check on those Saturdays, see if you can drop the tree off. Residents living within municipalities are encouraged to contact town and city offices for Christmas tree pickup scheduling. Residents living outside of incorporated areas should contact their waste hauler to find out if Christmas trees can be picked up if that service is provided. We don't want people throwing their Christmas trees out, so please do the right thing and recycle your Christmas trees. And finally, I'd like to wrap up with the Trailblazer route changes in January. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners approved changes to all Trailblazer routes, and these changes take effect January 21st. I have a long list of them, but I don't want to go through the trouble reading them all off. But if you're interested in riding the Trailblazer system, please go to www.carrolltransitsystem.com and you'll see all the revisions to the schedule there incorporated on our website. I'd like to add one more thing to this announcement. These podcasts are provided by our media staff, and those individuals are Chris Swam, Greg Gottlieb, and Matt Arnold. Those three guys put together these announcements. They record our sessions. They do a tremendous job. And all of us commissioners owe a tremendous amount of debt to them for allowing us to get our information and transparency out to the community. So thank you very much for all your service that you do for the county. Once again, it's an honor to serve you as your Carroll County Commissioner. God bless and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much.